Yeah, I do know she had a big jacket on and a scarf, but yeah, in England, that could be any time, really, to be honest.
Could be July.
I've got April, but I think it was winter. It was cold and dark.
I love the fact you were like, I knew she was wrapped up really warm.
Big coat and a scarf.
I'll go with spring.
Well, it's shit here all the time, isn't it?
Football show.
Hello, patrons. Happy Thursday. Eventful Champions League yesterday. We thought City would go through. Liverpool made it difficult for themselves.
Did you watch that last night?
No.
I mean, it was fun
I
for very
Godzilla.
Different...
Godzilla.
What, the original?
The one that came out in 2014.
Is it good?
I mean, my son's been desperate to watch it for ages, and he's seen the follow-ups, Godzilla, I think it's King of the Monsters, and then Godzilla versus Kong. But for some reason on this streaming thing that I've got, he couldn't, the original one wasn't on there, so he was asked about Face. But he's been going on about watching it for like weeks. So watch Godzilla.
Atletico and Man City was very different to what we've seen recently, but also really fun to watch. Because I thought they were going to smash the shit out of each other at the end of that game. Honestly, it was carnage.
Fight Club.
I mean, Atletico, you know what they're like, right? They are so physical. So physical. And they push the boundaries on everything. Which, to be honest, a majority of it's still in the rules. Some of it maybe overstepped the mark yesterday. But then even it was funny. There was this kind of, I won't say brawl. It wasn't a brawl that broke out. Savic should have got sent off. He didn't get sent off. Felipe got sent off for a second booking, which was right. And he lost his shit. Atletico lost their shit. Simeone's winding up the crowd is funny. But then even, I've not seen anyone else mention this, City players literally going in to just get themselves booked in injury time. They lost their heads, City. Mm. But they also didn't lose their heads. They lost their heads because they stopped playing football. They couldn't kick the ball. Like in the last 20 minutes of the game, they couldn't keep the ball. And they shit the bed a little bit. Like even Guardiola said they were quite lucky. But of course, I was like, why are City players, Atletico are down to 10 men, why are City players giving the referee opportunity for something? And of course, after the quarterfinals, the yellow cards are wiped, isn't it? Mm. So if you're not due a suspension, you might as well wipe someone out and get a yellow card at the end. And it did make me think, oh, that's a little bit dodged from a rule perspective. Any case, I think over the two games, the right team went through. Liverpool was never going to be in danger. The team dropped and it was like, shit, everybody's UCL fantasy team's wet the bed already.
It was hardly weak.
What, their team?
Yeah.
No, but he definitely wasn't first choice, was it?
No, it wasn't first choice, but it was hardly weak. Yeah. Okay.
Quiz
day, months of the year. So 30 questions relating to 30 years of the Premier League.
Basically, yeah.
And what month did it happen? So it's the month of that year.
So it's not questions 1 to 30. It's actually questions 1992 to 2021. So question 1 is going to be 1992. It just saves me reading the question numbers and the years every time. So I'm going to do these in chronological order. So question 1 is going to be related to something that happened in 1992. And you've literally got to tell me what month it happened.
It's Premier League related stuff, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, there's one that's involves something that's in a different European competition. There's some England stuff in here, but there's not anything that's obscure. It's not like, oh, who did Tromso beat on the final day in the Norwegian Tippeligaen season? And it's nothing like that.
Well, I'll be lucky if I get 5, if I'm honest with you. But because it's multiple choice, there's only 12 months of the year, we shall see.
I think every month features in as an answer, I think.
Okay.
I think. But I deleted loads of stuff because it was going to be 50 and then I ran out of ideas.
No, so, that's fine.
And I thought, hang on, 30 years of the Premier League, this works.
Cool.
Are you happy to go?
Yes, sir.
So, 1992, Eric Cantona signed for Manchester United. So all you need to do is tell me what month that happened. 1992, Eric Cantona signed for Manchester United.
Mm-hmm.
1993, Norwich City win away to Bayern Munich in the UEFA Cup. 1993, Norwich City win away to Bayern Munich in the UEFA Cup. Diego Maradona sent home from the World Cup after failing a drugs test. 1994, Diego Maradona sent home from the World Cup after failing a drugs test. 1995, we're back to Eric Cantona. Eric Cantona kung fu kicked a Crystal Palace fan at Selhurst Park. 1995, Eric Cantona kung fu kicked a Crystal Palace fan at Selhurst Park.
Anything been done about Ronaldo, by the way? Because I do remember comparing it to
a report has been submitted to the police, I believe.
Okay.
But I don't know if anything's going to happen or not. I said to you on Monday, I thought you'd probably get away with it.
96.
1996. Manchester United change out of their grey kit at halftime at Southampton. 1996, Manchester United change out of their grey kit at halftime at Southampton. You seemed very confident about that one.
No, I just have no idea. Just picked any month.
You just wrote a month.
Yeah, okay. If I have no idea, it could be any month. Just pick one.
I mean, in theory, these probably should get easier as you go on, but...
I think so.
Just because they're nearer in time. Well, yeah. Probably easier for you anyway.
Yeah.
Here's one you should like. 1997... Roberto Carlos's free kick against France at Le Tournoi. I presume we all know what free kick I'm talking about here.
Yep, the bendiest ball of all time.
1997, Roberto Carlos's free kick against France at Le Tournoi. What month did that happen? 1998, Paolo Di Canio pushes over referee Paul Alcock. 1998, Paolo Di Canio pushes over referee Paul Alcock. 1999, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer scores four goals as a substitute at Nottingham Forest. 1999, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer scores four goals as a substitute at Nottingham Forest. 2000, Manchester United participate in the first Club World Cup. 2000, Manchester United participate in the first Club World Cup. 2001, England win 5-1 in Munich against Germany. 2001, England win 5-1 in Munich against Germany. 2001, England win 5-1 in Munich against Germany. Do you want a rubber?
Nah, you just put a line through it, can't I?
2002, Manchester United sign Rio Ferdinand. 2002, Manchester United sign Rio Ferdinand. For what was then a British transfer record? 2003, 17-year-old Wayne Rooney makes his England debut against Australia. 2003, 17-year-old Wayne Rooney makes his England debut against Australia. 2004, didn't like that one.
No, we've just got an answer down. I don't know.
2004, Arsenal's 49-game unbeaten record ends at Old Trafford. Pizzagate and all that. 2004, Arsenal's 49-game unbeaten record ends at Old Trafford. 2005, Delia Smith's "Where Are You?" ran at halftime at Carrow Road during a defeat to Manchester City. 2005, Delia Smith's Where Are You ran at halftime at Carrow Road. What month did that happen? 2006, Ronaldo's wink off the Wayne Rooney's red card in the World Cup quarterfinal with Portugal. 2006, Ronaldo's wink after Wayne Rooney's red card in the World Cup quarterfinal. 2007, England's first match at the rebuilt Wembley Stadium against Brazil. 2007, England's first match at the rebuilt Wembley Stadium against Brazil. 2008, Derby County relegated after 2-2 draw with Fulham. 2008, Derby County relegated after 2-2 draw with Fulham. The only shock of that is they were relegated after a result that wasn't a defeat. 2009, Barcelona win 6-2 at Real Madrid in La Liga. 2009, Barcelona win 6-2 at Real Madrid in La Liga. 2010, Fulham beat Juventus 4-1 in the Europa League. 2010, Fulham beat Juventus 4-1 in the Europa League. 2011, Newcastle come back from 4 down to draw with Arsenal. 2011, Newcastle come back from 4 down to draw with Arsenal. 2012, Robin van Persie scored a last minute winner at the Etihad in the Manchester Derby. 2012, Robin van Persie scored a last minute winner at the Etihad in the Manchester Derby. 2013, Eden Hazard sent off for kicking a ball boy against Swansea.
Something that I forgot to talk about on Tottenham.
Kicking a ball boy?
Not ball boys in general. The Sevilla game and the Lyon game. I don't like shithousery, but I don't mind ball boy shithousery. You know, they're all sat around the edge, yeah. And when West Ham get a throw-in or a free kick, bang, the ball's there and we're ready to go and keep it moving. And the best is when the opposition, then the guy just does not even get up off his arse and makes a player walk around him to pick the ball up. Like, fucking the ball boys deserve their own special place in it. clubs.
You see that happen a lot more tactically in European games.
Yeah, yeah. So funny. The way they just sat there.
In the first leg of the City-Atletico game, the ball boys at City must have been briefed.
Yeah.
They were literally...
There's no doubt about it, our ball boys are briefed.
The ball boys were literally walking up to the Atletico players and putting the ball in their hand.
Slowly.
Stop time wasting. Like, right. Get on with it.
Okay.
Rather than they'll just, oh, yeah.
Yeah, for us,
you know what they're like.
In the second half against Lyon, obviously down to 10 men, that we were taking our sweet time. But I love it when the ball boys get involved. Funny.
2013, Eden Hazard sent off for kicking a ball boy against Swansea. 2014, Jose Mourinho's first home Premier League defeat versus Sunderland. 2014, Jose Mourinho's first home Premier League defeat versus Sunderland. That's first home Premier League defeat ever, by the way. Not of that season.
Mad.
2015, he's lost plenty since. 2015.
Well, he managed your lot.
He also managed Manchester United. 2015, Sadio Mane scored the Premier League's quickest ever hat-trick against Aston Villa. 2015, Sadio Mane scored the Premier League's quickest ever hat-trick against Aston Villa. 2016, Manchester United versus Bournemouth was postponed after a suspect device was found in the toilets at Old Trafford. 2016, Manchester United versus Bournemouth was postponed after a suspect device was found in the toilets at Old Trafford. 2017, Claudio Ranieri sacked by Leicester. 2017, Claudio Ranieri sacked by Leicester.
Okay.
2018, England beat Colombia on penalties. 2018, England beat Colombia on penalties. 2019, Tottenham played the opening match at their new stadium. 2019, Tottenham played the opening match at their new stadium. For clarity, I should say opening. They played their first Premier League match. We're not including under-18s here or...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
2020, Arsenal beat Chelsea to win the FA Cup. 2020, Arsenal beat Chelsea to win the FA Cup. And 2021, the European Super League was announced. 2021, the European Super League was announced. And quickly fell on its fucking arse. However, many of you will have seen these proposed, although we think they're going to go through, revamped ideas for the Champions League. Two teams getting put in
just
because of historical performance.
Just because.
And we warned you that this was going to happen a year ago. We spoke about this, so it's not come as a surprise to us. But once it's ratified, I've no doubt that we'll speak about it again, as it would probably stand. Based on what's happening this season, Tottenham and Arsenal and Manchester United would all go in next year. And there's every chance that's it's the power of the English clubs.
So, this is the first time we've done a quiz. It might be the first time where I actually am not confident on a single answer. Like, there's not
even
a single one that I thought, oh, I know this. A few by power of deduction, like if it's a Summer World Cup question, it kind of is a bit of a narrow choice. But, yeah, I'm not confident on any. Do you want to read them all again?
Oh, yeah, I should do that, shouldn't
and, I? And we'll get into the answers.
Right, 92, Cantona signed for Manchester United. 93, Norwich won at Bayern Munich in the UEFA Cup. 94, Maradona sent home from the World Cup after failing a drugs test. 95, Cantona kung fu kick, Selhurst Park. 96, United change out of their grey kit at halftime at Southampton. 97, Roberto Carlos free kick at Le Tournoi. 98, Paolo Di Canio pushing referee Paul Alcock. 99, Solskjaer's four goals as a sub at Nottingham Forest. 2000, Manchester United's participation in the first Club World Cup. 2001, England's 5-1 win in Munich. 2002, Manchester United signed Rio Ferdinand. 2003, 17-year-old Wayne Rooney made his England debut. 2004, Arsenal's 49-game unbeaten record ended at Old Trafford. 2005, Delia Smith's Where Are You rant at halftime at Carrow Road. 2006, Ronaldo's wink after Rooney's red card at the World Cup. 2007, England's first match at the rebuilt Wembley Stadium. 2008, Derby relegated after a draw with Fulham. 2009, Barcelona's 6-2 win at Real Madrid. 2010, Fulham beat Juventus in the Europa League. 2011, the Newcastle-Arsenal 4-4 draw. 2012, Robin van Persie's last-minute winner for United at the Etihad. 13, Eden Hazard sent off for kicking a ball boy against Swansea. 14, Jose Mourinho's first home Premier League defeat against Sunderland. 2015, Sadio Mane scored the quickest ever Premier League hat-trick. 2016, United v Bournemouth postponed after a suspect device was found in the toilets at Old Trafford.
A football player.
Which one?
Just anyone at Old Trafford. It seems to be a struggle finding them there at the moment.
You're going to pick on Harry Maguire, aren't you? It's obvious.
No.
2017, Ranieri sacked by Leicester. 2018, England beat Colombia on penalties. 2019, Tottenham played their first Premier League match at the opening of their new stadium. 2020, Arsenal beat Chelsea to win the FA Cup. 2021, the European Super League was announced.
Cool.
Cantona signed for Manchester United in the month of...
It was a mid-season transfer. It wasn't end of. It wasn't in the summer. I know that. And we didn't have transfer windows then either.
Yeah, the logic's good so far.
I've gone with, it was January or February. I've gone with January.
No. If you think about it, it couldn't be one of the early months. Because obviously he'd won the title with Leeds in 92.
Right, okay.
So it had to be the end of the year, didn't it?
Well, I guess so.
Correct answer is November.
Okay. I definitely knew it was a mid-season transfer, but yeah.
93, Norwich went away to Bayern Munich in the UEFA Cup.
Well, they got knocked out in the semis by Inter, didn't they?
No, they didn't get that far.
Knocked out in the quarters by Inter?
No, I think it was before that even. Because there was a lot more teams in it back then.
But back then it was pure knockout. Yeah. So then I'm wrong. I've gone February, but it's going to be earlier in the season.
It is, yeah. It's October.
I thought they got through to Inter, knocked him in the quarters, and Bayern was the last 16.
If I remember correctly, I'm sure someone who supports Norwich will correct me, but they played Vitesse Arnhem and beat them and then lost to Bayern Munich. That was it. Beat Bayern Munich, then lost to Inter.
Yeah.
94, Diego Maradona sent home. Imagine that now, if we actually remembered the three teams that someone played in Europa League. We just would never remember it. And yet we still remember that with Norwich from our childhood. 94.
Listen, if we go through to the final, you'll remember that we beat Sevilla, Leon, and Barca.
I can remember watching that game when they won in Munich.
Yeah.
I genuinely remember it.
Baggy shirts and all that, yeah.
Yeah, the yellow kit and like someone had shit on it a bit, but it became quite an iconic shirt. 94, Maradona sent home from the World Cup after failing a drugs test. It's an either or, Suj. Which
I've
way
gone
did
with
you go?
June.
June is the correct answer.
Yes.
Just, by the way.
Yeah.
95, Eric Cantona's kung fu kick at Selhurst Park.
I have no idea. I've gone October, but
January.
Okay. I knew it was a winter month.
January. It was banned for 9 months up to September the 30th. And very conveniently, by no accident whatsoever, United's first game after this date happened to be against Liverpool, or rather on that date. And obviously Sky moved it to the Sunday so he could play.
Nice.
But to be fair, Sky were always going to move the game to a Sunday. 96, Manchester United change out of their grey kit at halftime at Southampton.
I've got May. I don't think it is. It was, I feel like it was late in the season when they're chasing the title.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was May, April or May. But I've gone May.
It's April.
Just.
Yeah, it was late in the season. Obviously, the same season where Newcastle had their own meltdown.
Yeah.
United had the odd bad result as well, which I think everyone forgets except that one. 97, Roberto Carlos free kick against France.
A tournoi's in the summer. I've gone July for that one.
It's a June as well.
Okay.
Everyone remembers the name of that tournament, I feel.
Le Tournoi.
Yeah.
This tournament is so basic.
Yeah, but everyone remembers it. Was it because we won it, or was it because of that goal?
Goal.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So iconic. 98, Paolo Di Canio pushing referee Paul Alcock.
April?
Nah, right at the other end, mate. September.
Okay.
99, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's 4 goals as a sub at Nottingham Forest.
I've got March.
February.
Close.
2000, Manchester United participated in their first Club World Cup.
Well, they didn't play in the FA Cup because of this, from memory, right?
Correct.
It was the first time a team skanked out of the FA Cup. But I don't remember it being that because the World Club Cup clashed with the first round of the FA Cup. I think it was just too many fixtures, so fuck it, we'll sack off this tournament. So I've gone with December, but I could be wrong. But I knew they didn't play in the FA Cup, but I didn't think it was because it clashed. I think it was just they didn't want extra fixtures, so fuck it. I've gone December anyway.
It's January.
Oh, fuck.
And uniquely, the third round that year was brought forward to December.
To help
Manchester United try and play in the competition, but United still pulled out. So it's an old trivia question, like, for example, what did Tottenham not do in 2000 that they'd done in every other year since the war? They didn't compete in the FA Cup because they lost in the third round in 99.
Right.
2001, England won 5-1 in Munich.
June?
No. So September, September the 1st, to be precise. Everybody who watched that will probably remember where they were watching it, if they're English. 2002, Manchester United signed Rio Ferdinand.
James, I've got one from the first 10. This was a summer transfer.
Yeah.
So I've gone July.
July is correct.
Okay, two.
2003, Wayne Rooney's England debut as a 17-year-old.
So I remember his, again, it was Arsenal was the Everton debut, wasn't it? Was it Arsenal when he banged it in the top corner?
No, it was the first goal.
Oh, okay, that was the first goal. That was early in the season, like September.
Correct. Might have even been October, borderline.
Okay, well, then I've gone October because I think he just got skyrocketed in. He didn't wait around, did he? But it's not October.
Wasn't that quick.
Okay.
It's February.
Right. Still fucking quick though, let's be honest.
I'm just joking. It's the old story I told about when I saw him play for Everton in the Youth Cup at Tottenham. 10 months later, he played for England.
Yeah.
Joke. 2004, Arsenal's 49-game unbeaten record ends at Old Trafford.
November.
It's October.
Oof. So many of these, like 1 month. Yeah, I knew it was like a season and a bit. It was like at the early part, first half of the following season. But
2005, Delia Smith's Where Are You, Ran?
I have no idea. I do know she had a big jacket on and a scarf, but yeah, in England, that could be any time, really, to
could,
be honest.
Could be July.
I've got April, but I think it was winter. It was cold and dark.
I love the fact you were like, I knew she was wrapped up really warm.
Big coat and a
scarf. I'll go with spring.
Well, it's shit here all the time, isn't it?
No, it really was cold. The correct answer is February.
No, okay.
2006, Ronaldo's wink against England after Rooney was sent off.
July?
It is, yeah, it was July the 1st. Okay. 2007, England's first match at the rebuilt Wembley.
September?
No, it's June.
Okay, summer game. It's
June. England, the under-21s played there in March. I think legend of David Bentley was the first ever Englishman to score at the rebuilt Wembley Stadium. The FA Cup final was there in May. And then the following weekend, England hosted Brazil. 2008, Derby relegated.
It's obviously an early relegation, but it can't be earlier than April. I've gone April, but it can't be earlier than April. If they're relegated in March, that's some bad shit.
Correct answer is March.
Wow. That's an early relegation.
That's an early relegation.
Fuck.
Got 11 points.
You still even have like... Yeah, but you'd always think, like, okay, well, if there's 6-7 games, if you win them all, that's still 21 points or something. Wow, that's an early
mathematically done in March.
Wow.
2009, Barcelona's 6-2 win at La Liga.
Clueless.
At Real Madrid in
Clueless.
La Liga.
So I've just gone December. I mean, it's an absolute stab.
I think a few of the savvy ones will have this. It's May.
Okay.
It was right near the end of the season, obviously just before Barca played United in the Champions League final in Rome. 2010, Fulham beat Juventus in Europa League 4-1.
Must have been semis or something like that, so I've gone April.
It's March.
Okay.
It's last 16.
Okay.
2011, I think it was last 16. Yeah, I feel sure it was last 16. 2011, Newcastle come back from 4 down to draw with Arsenal.
Oh, clueless. November?
February.
Okay.
2012, Robin Van Persie's last minute winner for United at City.
Clueless. March?
December. 2013, Eden Hazard sent off for kicking a ball boy against Swansea.
That I feel like was quite at the end of the season. I've gone May.
It's not.
Okay.
I was tempted to put the competition in there because I think that would have given you the answer because it was a League Cup semi-final.
Okay.
Therefore, you would have said January.
Yeah. I would have said February, actually. But earlier.
I don't know you land that way.
Earlier.
Yes, January. By the way, I've seen the EFL have announced the dates for next season cup competitions.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We'll come back onto that at some point. Not now, obviously. 2014, Mourinho's first home Premier League defeat.
September?
April. Okay. They were going for the title with City Liverpool and Sunderland were fighting to stay up and it really was a shock result. 2015, Sadio Mane's quickest ever Premier League hat-trick for Southampton versus Villa.
I feel like that was quite early in a season, September?
You couldn't be more wrong, sir. It was in May.
Right.
It was just before Villa got battered by Arsenal in the FA Cup final. 2016, United versus Bournemouth postponed after a suspect device was found in the toilets at Old Trafford.
No idea. October?
It happened on the last day of the season.
Delayed by a few hours rather than by...
They came back and played the game on the Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Correct answer is May. 2017, Claudio Ranieri sacked by Leicester.
December or January? I'm going to go December.
Correct answer is February. Oh,
get a bit longer. Okay.
2018, England beat Colombia on penalties.
July?
Correct, yeah.
All the answers I've got correct are June and July ones. Where it's a choice of two, really.
Should I do another one and do World Cups?
Yeah, yeah.
June or July?
June or July.
2019, Tottenham's first Premier League game at their new stadium.
Ooh, I've gone February, March. I think February.
April.
Okay, even as late as that. So nearly two whole years you were at.
Don't fucking remind me.
I know it was three quarters of the following season, but I didn't realise it was nearly all of it. Okay.
2020, Arsenal beat Chelsea to win the FA Cup.
I've gone June. I know it would have been delayed from May, but I think by June it was done.
Such a blinding question, because even I had to double check this. Correct answer is August.
Wow.
It's August the 1st.
Wow.
2021, the European Super League was announced.
I think October.
Really? It will be 1 year next week.
Oh, wow.
It's April.
Okay. Well, I got four, and I'm sure there was a few near misses there, and there's a few bits of sensible logic, and then there was a few bits of, I haven't got the foggiest, I don't remember it at all. So there we go. I'm sure some patrons would have done much better than I did, James.
I'm sure someone's got none, to be fair.
Yeah, fair
it's
play.
Definitely possible to get none.
Please put it in there if you have, because it'll make you feel better.
It's quite tough. I mean, things like Solskjaer's four goals at Forest, and like, I ain't got a clue. Like, it could be anything other than, well, you might know it was in the second half of the season and stuff like that. Tough. I mean, it's a really tough quiz.
Indeed. Patrons, hope you enjoyed it. Stay safe and look after yourselves. Back at you tomorrow morning. We're going to smash out the differential show before I'm off at wedding for the rest of the day. But thank God it's a Saturday.
Yeah, plan is, I'll just cover that quick. Plan is, at the moment, to do my Ask James stream at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's so I can have some family time myself tomorrow as well. And the plan for the team news stream currently for the advanced tiers is to do that at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. But that might change. But I'll keep you in the know.
Lovely jubbly. Enjoy your weekend and speak to you tomorrow. Ciao for now.
Good luck tonight, Suj. Cue music, oh, please, yes. Man child.
Leon, LA West Ham.
The Fantasy Football Show.